Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Jorianne, the Coffee Psychic, right here with your psychic connection at Blog Talk Radio. Boy, I've got to tell you, tonight's show, weird stuff is happening. As a matter of fact, it's been happening all week long. So we have Dave coming on the show. And I've had so many things that have been having obstacles and dropping on me, and gosh, it has just been crazy. So that's actually happening again tonight. So Dave's going to be joining us soon, and as soon as he does, we will go ahead and start with the topic of Saturn, the pain, the suffering, and we learn from the lessons that we go through with Saturn. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and look at taking one of our callers here while we're waiting for Dave to come on. And for a lot of you guys that weren't able to get onto the show, please make sure that you do call in. This is a live call-in show. The number is 347-633-9404. Again, 347-633-9404. All right, let's see who we have online right now while we are waiting for Dave. Hi, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Jorianne.
Hi, who is this?
Diane.
Yes, where are you calling from, Diane?
The BioHair, Illinois.
By Illinois, okay. All right, so we're waiting for Dave to come on.
O'Hare Airport.
Go ahead.
By O'Hare Airport,
okay,
by Illinois.
Got it, got it. Okay, very good, very good. All right, so what's on your mind? Dave's not on the show yet. Again, there's been a lot of weird things that have been going on here. So something just happened where it looked like I wasn't going to be on, but I was, and it's just really interesting. When I joined on and said, it's like, oh, I don't have it where it's set up where it's on, but it was a couple of times, so it's really weird.
Well,
what's going on for you?
It's been several years that I actually had some readings with you, and then prior to that, I had, you know, called in on Blog Talk and got through, and then over the years, I couldn't connect, and then for the longest time, I didn't even know you were on Blog Talk, and just one day, I just came across of it, and I'm like, oh, my God, she has podcasts, so I've been listening to all your podcasts from way back,
thank you.
I think 2014 when you started. So I've been kind of getting caught up, and you know, I've had readings with Dave too, and it's been a few years.
Yeah,
so
wonderful.
I got a little like a sign synchronicity that, you know, I should probably call Dave. Well, when I called him, the number I had was disconnected, and the email. So it was like, okay, is this a scam or is this his way of reaching out? And so by listening to this podcast, I kind of determined it was probably a scam that was using his name. And then he mentioned that he was having a scam.
Yes. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, and so hopefully I'll get to talk to Dave too, but, you know, you've been very accurate with a lot of the things, and again, a lot of things you say don't connect right away, and then after the phone call, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that now, or I know where that's related to, you know.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I know that there's a lot of there's a lot of different things that go on in the spiritual field. And, you know, what I tell people is you want to listen to your spirit guide, you want to listen to your angels, you want to listen to your intuition, whatever people want to call it. You know, when we pray to God, you know, sometimes we don't always get the answers we want, just like when we're going to a psychic. You're not always going to get what we want to hear, but as long as you get what's accurate and eventually it manifests, that's what you want. Because
well, and
when
I,
you have that, then you've got more to, you know, you've got something solid to work with.
Well, and by re-listening to the recordings, it's like now you can kind of like reconnect it. You know, just listening to the recording back of your own reading, you don't remember it. And so it's pretty beneficial to do it twice or three times, and you're like, oh, yeah, now I'm picking this up, you know.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Did you have something special that you were hoping to ask about tonight? Or
Yes. My health.
Okay. All right, let's take a look at your health. All right. And so give me your last initial.
A what?
Your last initial, your first name, and your last initial.
Okay, Diane S.
Diane
S.
Okay, Diane. What I'd want to ask you, Diane, have you had anything going on with any kind of nerve upsets, any kind of tingling, neurological anything at all, or at least this numbness, tingling, anything like that? I also feel stress around the back and the neck area.
Yeah, mainly the back, hips, and down the legs. I've been having a lot of like a pinched nerve or sciatic nerve area, and it was coming and going a little bit 2 years ago, then last year, and then this year. And also I contributed to some of the weather, so, and then probably internal stress or whatever.
Okay. All right. So then, you know, sometimes my information comes through a little, how can I say it? Sporadic. So are you supposed to be going to Florida? Are you supposed to be going anywhere where there's water, Diane? Because when I look at you, I get such a strong sense of water all over the place.
Well, I probably need to go on a vacation, but I don't have anything planned. But I do know that water is probably beneficial for healing, not right now. Nothing in the works.
All right. So would you call me and then let me know if anything water-wise is coming around you? Because, again, I really get, I really get that it's going to be very watery and nice.
Okay. I would love to. I guess my question with the nerves and stuff is it because, you know, I'm taking ibuprofen. It doesn't last very long. It's very temporary. The pain, subsiding. I'm going to the chiropractor. I'm just hoping that it's something that can be worked out, that it's only temporary, that this is just, I need to do more stretching. I need to do more exercise. I need to be walking.
If I said that it seems a little on the chronic side, but it seems like it's manageable, would that make sense to you?
Yeah. I guess I'm hoping that it's nothing really very damaging or, you know, permanent. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So I would say watch for that. Watch for it being... Okay, I'll just say it to you this way, Diane. I ended up having a lot for quite a while, a lot of back problems. And it was pretty excruciating, boy, I got to tell you. You know, I had the neck. I'd been hit by, you know, a couple of car accidents when I was standing still. I mean, my car was standing still and cars were hitting me. And I was going, like, what's going on
here?
Sure. So it's kind of weird. And so that really impacted my neck and my back. And my chiropractor actually retired, and I just love this man like crazy. But he did one last back adjustment, and then I just got it in my head that I've got to start doing sit-ups. And the more sit-ups I do, it was like it was really tightening my core muscles, and now my back kind of like rarely goes out at all, to be honest with you.
Okay. So maybe sit-ups would work. I know I've been less active physically. But I have the tightness down the calf, you know, down the thighs, down the calf, mostly on the right side. But it's been very, very irritating, and it's hard to be very positive. I'm usually a very positive person, but this has just really gotten me down.
Well, this is what I want to say. I don't know if the sit-ups are going to be the ones for you, but I would say probably physical therapy for real, Dan. And let the doctors really assess your back. Let them tell you what exercises you should or could be doing to help with that situation, because I personally think that will help.
Okay. Am I lacking in nutrition? Like, is there any vitamin or minerals that I'm missing or some food that I'm eating that do you think is contributing to the irritation? Or not eating?
Now that one I don't know about, but and remember, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not, how can I say it, prescribing anything. But anything that I know that helped me was when I learned about all of the foods that cause inflammation, because I had so many joint aches and stuff like that. And if you really go into researching for yourself, of course, about glucosamine, chondroitin, MSN, stuff like that, or the food that stop inflammation. That might be a way to,
I have,
you know,
done,
or go
that
to a naturopathic doctor and ask.
Yeah, I have been kind of, I've been into that for many years, different foods and, you know, what causes this and that, and I try to eliminate it. I was just wondering if you heard anything from your guides that, you know, really came out of the blue, you know, because I'm taking magnesium.
I'm just hearing inflammation. Yeah.
Inflammation.
I'm just hearing inflammation. Yeah, inflammation.
Okay.
So that's
as long as it's not permanent,
that.
I'm just, I'm just hoping it's temporary, you know, and that.
I know, yes, ma'am. I think you'll regain some of your mobility for sure. No kidding.
Okay.
And
I'm
so lucky, Diane. Dave just joined us. So
if you want
to hang on, you are going to be.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
This would be great.
It's just a crazy couple of days. All right, so you hang on now. All right, hang on.
Thank you.
And let me see,
all right,
Dave,
Dorian.
Are you there? You're welcome.
Yes,
hang on,
I'm
Diane.
Here.
Don't hang up. Dave, what is going on here?
I know. I'm late. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, no, it's not just you. No, let me tell you. And I was already telling the listeners. I went. You and I were talking earlier. We were talking yesterday. I literally ended up having everything, the whole show set up. I've had so many things that have blocked me, stopped me. You know, it's almost like Mercury's in retrograde already, and I know it's not. And tonight when I went to get on the show, I'm going like, whoa, it says I don't even have a show created. And
yeah.
I was typing as fast as I could to get back on, and I was going like, holy mackerel, because everybody loves you so much, Dave. Everyone wants to be on with you. And so I think some of the people were already trying to call in. And so it's just a little – it's not just you. I just want to let you know it's not just you. It's really what's been happening in the air. So Dave, we have Diane on. We have Diane on hold. We're going to take Diane first, but Diane, I'm going to ask you to hold on a second. So, why don't we get into Dave? Because I had such a perfect picture on Facebook about what Saturn really does. And tonight's topic is Saturn, the pain, the suffering, and the stamina. You know, and how we learn lessons and everything. So, would you mind sharing with everybody what it is about Saturn and what we have to, because apparently we're still going through it.
Yeah.
I know I am.
This, of course, would only probably be those listeners who have a chart or know some astrology, because we don't just look at, for the show we do, we're just looking at the sun sign. But when you do,
correct,
when somebody comes to me for a reading, we look at 10 planets. I look at, which include in, by the way, sun and the moon. We count them as planets in astrology. Mm-hmm. I also look at the nodes, the north node and the south node. We look at a lot of different things, the asteroids. And Saturn, we should probably point out that Saturn, which is one of the outer, slower-moving planets, even though people don't like Saturn, Saturn's a tough guy to deal with. He's probably the toughest planet to deal with in our lives. But without Saturn, the big thing that we all need to learn, myself especially, I know this, discipline and responsibility, hard work, stick-to-itiveness, being able to withstand times of loss, that's Saturn. Saturn teaches us to be a stronger person. Now, that's going to be especially true.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be especially true if Saturn is in what we call in astrology major and minor soft aspects. So like trines and sextiles to other planets. So that usually will indicate the person has the ability. And this is something, again, I take into the whole concept of reincarnation and past lives and karma. So if somebody has trines to Saturn in their chart, that means they've worked on these issues for a number of lifetimes. You know, it just doesn't appear to you in the chart. It's something that you either work on or you don't, or you know, you have the ability to choose your own life. So Saturn, everybody likes to not talk about Saturn, or they try to avoid it, but you can't because it's there just as strong as any other planet in the chart. So if you have some trines and sextiles of Saturn, you've earned those, and you should really pat yourself on the back if you have some good Saturn trines, even sometimes conjunctions, certainly sextiles, and some of the minor, softer aspects, like quintiles and things that we haven't even talked about, other aspects. But anyways, if you have some soft aspects to Saturn, you have the ability to withstand difficult times and get through them. However, most people, I would guess most people, I don't know about, it's certainly not all people, but most people have some difficult Saturn aspects, Saturn-like squares and oppositions, sometimes conjunctions. And when you have those aspects, it means that, you know, it's hard, it's difficult, and you haven't learned the lessons yet of Saturn, which are really tough lessons to learn. And we talk about, we were talking about this originally, you and I, we talked about pain. Well, Saturn has a lot to do with pain, especially if you try to go against Saturn. So, for instance, let's say you have a Saturn square Mars, and you get stopped for a ticket by the police, and you were definitely speeding, and you try to get out of the ticket, or you try to run from the police, or whatever the case may be, you're only going to make it worse, because there's no avoiding difficult Saturn times. You just have to kind of bear up to it and take the loss or take the punishment, whatever it is, and especially learn from it. So Saturn is pain, but it also teaches us how to be disciplined enough and responsible enough to avoid those mishaps in the first place, to avoid running away from situation. That's the biggest thing. We like to run away from hard times and difficult things, and that's just human nature to do that. But if you try to do it under a Saturn aspect, you're only asking for more trouble. So you really have to understand what Saturn is really all about, and it's going to be difficult, and it's like when you're under a Saturn aspect, it seems like things last, the difficult situation that you're going through, it seems like it lasts forever. It doesn't, but it seems that way when things are going bad. You know, that's just human nature as well. So if you know your chart and you know you have some really good aspects to Saturn, know that you're well on your way to learning about what Saturn is all about. It's difficult, no question, but it teaches us to be stronger. It teaches us to be steadfast. It keeps us hanging in there when times are rough. It basically teaches us, as I mentioned before, being responsible in situations. It teaches us to grow up, essentially, and that's not an easy thing to do for a lot of people. And I'm sure we have all had at times had to go through difficult periods of time under a Saturn, and it just seems to get worse no matter what we do. So be very aware. That's why it's so important, I think, to have your own chart and know what it's all about so that you can understand what Saturn is all about in your life. So don't, you know, we talk about, oh, God, Saturn. And Saturn's always going to be somewhere in your chart. You know, it's going to be in some house in your natal chart, and yet, like all the other planets, they go around and around the chart, and at times they're going to make hard aspects to planets in your chart. So it's always going to be there in some house by transit or by moving around, and especially it's important to know what house it is in natally and any other aspects it's making to planets at birth, so that you know what your issues are. You know where your strengths and your challenges lie. I don't like to say weaknesses, but challenges is what Saturn is really all about. It's a challenge. And sometimes we have to work hard. But here's the good news. And I'll get off this topic and we can move on. If we've learned the lessons of Saturn, or if we're learning the lessons of Saturn and we're working hard towards some goal, that's what Saturn does. It keeps us working toward the things that we love. Saturn knows what it is that we should be doing, okay? And some people avoid, they go, well, you know, I would really like to be doing this. This is my dream job, but they're doing something else. I would say it's a compromise with Saturn. You have to still get that job that you don't like so that you can pay the rent, pay the mortgage, you know, buy food. But you should be doing what it is that you love to do. Go after your dream job, no matter what it is, and work at it in the evenings, during the week, or on the weekends. Do it and get better and better at it. At least that's a compromise. And at some point, you may be so good at it that you can gradually phase the thing that you love to do in while phasing out that job that, you know, is just paying the rent. So, you know, it teaches us to reach for set goals, that's the first thing, and then reach for those goals no matter how long it takes and keep striving, keep working toward it. If it's something that you love enough, you should hang in there and don't quit. And Saturn teaches us not to quit, to be steadfast and mm-hmm. strong. So it's a very, very important planet. In fact, I think it really has more to do with spirituality than any of the other planets. They always talk about the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, gifts of spirit, and they are, no question. But the real spirituality has to do with getting through tough times, being responsible, biting the bullet if we have to, learning our lessons, and I think the biggest lesson that Saturn teaches us is how to deal with life after we've lost something that's significant. Because Saturn is gain, and it's also loss. But if you are going toward a goal, and you at some point in your life reach that goal, the benefits are enormous, okay? And you will feel like you've really achieved something. Because no one really feels like they've achieved something if it's too easy to achieve. It's something that you have to work mm-hmm. toward in your life. And if it's taken you 20, 30 years to get there, but you finally do reach a point of, you know, being more popular or making more money or finally getting the big break that you're looking for, you know, once you've attained that, the feeling inside yourself is tremendous, enormous sense of accomplishment, because that's what Saturn's all about. Yeah. If you are working in the thing that you should be working in, doing what you should be doing, then you get the big break, or you make that big thing come true, then you have made yourself feel like you've accomplished something big. And there's no greater feeling than having worked towards something and achieved what you want to achieve. So that's kind of Saturn in a nutshell, to a certain degree. There's more to it, but gives you a good idea what Saturn's all about.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I've had my Saturn messing with me for quite a while.
Well, you've lost some big things going, especially lately, and that's what you've lost is huge. So, you know, when you lose things like your spouse dies, or when one of your children dies.
Donna die. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
My wife died. You know, when you lose something that is big, I'm not talking about losing, I misplaced $5. I lost $5 out of my wallet. No. I'm talking about you lose a job. You lose your career. Now you don't have money coming in. You lose a pet that you love. And you lost pets. You know that. And
I have recently within the last year, I lost my three cats, my one dog,
mm-hmm.
in a very traumatic experience. And then the year before, I lost my beautiful Maine Coon cat. And of course, I have my kids, I've got my grandkids, I've got my great grandkids, but these little animals, you know, they're my babies, you know, they're
you
my
lose
charge.
That. They're irreplaceable.
And then and also this last year outside of that, I lost some other bigger things, but then I also, six deaths around me, and these were close to me, part family and part friends. So you don't know exactly what hardships other people are going through, but we do know that it's part of the life cycle, unfortunately. We do know we're going to have the tough times that we have to deal with. Yeah. And it's one of those when you say, it's not just chin up or lip. It's more a matter of you have a loss, you have to take your time to grieve it, go through the emotional upsets that you have. You know, there's so many different stages to loss. and grieving,
yeah.
and people
yes.
really need to embrace that and don't push
yes.
it underneath the carpet, because that pink elephant is in that room.
Yeah,
and
you're right about that.
And it's not going to disappear until you deal with it.
Yeah, that the stages of loss are very important to go through. And I'll just say this to the listeners. Jory Ann has just lost some major – I'm not going to go into it. I don't know. I don't want to mess with her privacy. But you've lost a lot this past year, and I think you're
yeah.
doing fantastic in that you're going forward. You're dealing with the situation. You know, some people, when they lose something really big, they can't hack it. And,
yeah.
you know, sometimes people just give up. And that's how hard it can be.
Yeah.
So loss is a big part of life. In fact, if you think about it, loss is really what life is all about in the end, because you're going to lose your own
yeah.
life. You're going to pass on, you know? And that's the
yeah.
biggest thing of all, your own life. So you have to know how to deal with your own life, the loss of your life, you know, so especially if you've been successful.
And Dave, everything
yeah.
is perception, though. Everything is perception.
Yeah.
You stop and think about it. I kind of look at life as a sandwich. The first piece of bread is birth. Then what you fill your sandwich up with is your life, is your vitality, your play, your games, your family. And then
yep.
death is the top of the sandwich, because eventually you know we're going to get there. But then how tasty did you make that sandwich? Did you do all the things that you want to do? Are you having fun? Was
yep.
it a delicious, wonderful life? Was it an amazing, you know, so how are you looking at the life that you have the choice to live right now? Are you,
yeah.
you know, withdrawing? Are you out there playing with your family and friends? I mean, and then we are going to have people, you know, like right now I said, I had a couple of family members pass. People
yep.
had heart attacks. We had my girl, my very best friend, she passed away. Then her husband passed away. My very best friend from a couple of years ago, her son just died in a tragic accident. So, and then last month, we had three people that died on one day. And I found out that one
wow.
of my dearest people is stage four cancer. So it's like being in that cycle of this is how life works. This is what we have to deal with. And how can we support each other? How can we support the people that are in need at the time, actually? And then pray
yeah.
for people, because that's a real energy, you guys. Please, please, please pray for each other. It's real. It helps the spirit either settle itself or decide what they're going to do, heal, leave, whatever it is. But prayer is a big, big deal. I talk about it all
oh,
the
yeah.
time.
Oh,
yeah.
no, I agree.
Yeah.
I'll say this, too. I'm not saying that Saturn is the only planet that deals with loss, because it's not. Pluto has a lot to do with it. Uranus as well. Some of these outer, what they call in astrology, the malefic planets, which is most of the outer planets are malefics, or malefic meaning more difficult. So like Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and Mars are all malefic planets, where your Sun, Moon, Venus, Mercury, and Venus are all more positive in nature. So, yeah, Saturn, of all the planets, Saturn may be the most difficult. It all depends on the person's chart, too, where Saturn
yeah.
is and where some of the other planets are. But in everybody's cases, but, yeah, it can be hell at times, you know. So, yeah, you and I have lost.
Well, I got to tell you.
Saturn was an Aquarius, and
Aquarius
had it hard.
Yep.
Now Pisces
yeah,
are
yeah.
having a hard time, because Saturn's in Pisces. It's usually
well,
wherever.
What I want to tell people.
Yeah.
Let me tell our listeners. Listen,
sure.
you guys. Dave and I used to study hypnosis together, and I started mm-hmm. doing some astrology, and then I just said, nope, coffee reading is for me. The psychic stuff, trance medium, medical intuitive, all that. I just had to go there. And I still do hypnosis if people need it. But for us, it's been so many years that we have walked this path together. And Dave even told me last year, he goes, wow, Joanne, he goes, looking at your chart, holy mackerel, he said, come your birthday, somewhere around your birthday. He goes, everything looks amazing up to that point, and then somewhere, and then something tragic happened last April. And Dave, you were right. You were right on the money. And even my spirit guides had said, you know, we're sorry. I was, you know, grieving, and then my spirit guides had said, we're sorry to inform you, but it's not over yet.
And so
that was when people were starting to die one time after another, one right after another. So, again, this is the hardest part of life, you guys, that we all have to deal with, but it is a part of life. It goes along with the happiness, the birthdays, the graduations, and then there's this part. And then here's the thing people need to remember. It's called heaven for a reason. You know, we're highly evolved spiritual beings on planet Earth. This is the school. We are here to learn lessons. When we learn them, some people leave early, some people leave later, you know, but we're here. It's like a blink of time. It's a moment, and it's a snapshot in time, and then we're back to where we came from. That other place is home. This is a temporary place we're staying.
Let me say one other thing that's important. Saturn, if somebody knows what they're supposed to be doing, but they're avoiding it, Saturn will always say to that person, you know what, you're not doing what you're really supposed to be doing. You know what you're supposed to be doing. And if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're just taking any old job or whatever, or settling for this person or that person, settling for this job or whatever, and you're not going after what you know you should be going after, then life becomes very miserable for those people because they're just doing things to get by. You know, they're just surviving. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not saying that. True, I understand that sometimes when you're working toward your goals, you know, you have to do another job just to make it, you know, and it's hard. It's not easy, you know, because most of your day is spent doing something that you really would rather not be doing. You'd rather be doing this, but you've got to make the time to do the thing that you know you should be doing. You cannot lie with Saturn. Saturn is always telling you, this is what you got to be doing, and you better get to it, or it's going to be even more difficult later on. So, that is a warning. It is a warning sign.
Amen. Well, Dave, why don't we hop on the line?
Yeah.
Diane, now, everyone's been waiting patiently for you. Diane was here, and I was able to take her and answer a question or two when all this craziness was happening.
Yeah.
It just makes me laugh, you guys. Oh, my goodness. That was another block I was having. It was like, holy mackerel, what's happening? All right, so, hey, Diane, so welcome back.
I'm here.
Hi, Diane.
Yes,
hi, Dave.
Ma'am. Hey, did you want to ask Dave a question?
Yeah,
well,
Dave, I
all,
had
Diane.
A reading done by you several years ago, and I came back for a follow-up the next year, and it's been a while, but then I was reaching out to the universe for signs and synchronicities, and I got an email from Dave Gunning. And it looks suspicious.
Oh.
And this was back in last year, August. And I searched because I believe I was trying to email you and it bounced back. And then I think I tried calling and it bounced back. And then what happened is I found that Jorianne was doing podcasts. And so I've been listening to all the old podcasts and plus keeping up with the new podcasts. And I found out with the new podcast that you did get scammed, and you did change your email, and it was really – and I must have deleted that email, but it was really kind of weird. I knew it wasn't right, and that's why I was reaching out, but I couldn't connect. Yep. But I think it was meant for me to find the podcasts and, you know, going back. And I've learned from just listening to the old podcasts some stuff that, you know, I wasn't aware of or what you can do. And anyhow, so
that's very interesting because what you just said, because we were just now talking about, I'm sure you've heard it, but we were talking about loss. And that was one of the big things that I lost last year. It's when I got hacked, and I got hacked good. I mean, they took they basically stole my email address. And I'm sure a lot of people emailed me and I didn't have, my business just dropped off significantly. So, and I just wanted to say, Jorianne, because this is, I think this is really important that we do this on the show, is that my new email address is astrogunning@gmail.com. Before it was sbcglobal.net.
Right.
It's gmail.com, and I've been going back to all these clients. Fortunately, I have most of the people's, you know, email addresses, and I can email them and tell them that I have this new email address. So it's talk about loss, you know.
Yeah.
That was a
loss. Yeah, oh, my God. Scams are the worst. And, you know, I think we all become more suspicious every day because I get them from a very close friend, and I know it's not her because I know how she, these are worded, and, you know, they're just, they're phishing scams, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I found out that you had a new email address through the podcast on the current ones, but also on the old ones. I actually heard my voice on a couple of them from, like, 10 years ago.
That's perfect.
Really. So, and I chuckle when I, you know, listen to the podcast because Jorianne's always laughing and you're laughing, Dave, and then some of the guests are laughing. And it sounds like I know these people's voices, their names and everything.
Yeah.
Totally,
because,
totally.
You know. Yeah.
Wow.
But anyhow, my
birthday
is May 4th.
May 4th. Okay, so you're Taurus. And then what is your question?
My question is health.
You
know, I presented that to Jorianne too, and you know, the one thing I did learn on listening to the podcast is that when certain signs are going through, like you said, Saturn, have a really slow, certain ones create really slow timing, and nothing is getting done, and then all of a sudden you get the spurt of energy because it got out of that cycle. And I'm like, boy, can I relate to that, because there are months I'm like not motivated at all, and then the next month I'm like an Energizer bunny, you know.
Yeah.
And I've always been very consistent, but now I see the highs and the lows of the cycles.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that was causing it.
So let me just say this. This month, March 2024, Jupiter is at, it started at 11 degrees Taurus, and it ends the month with Jupiter being in 17 degrees Taurus, and you're about a 14 degrees. What was going on around the middle of this month? Because you had Jupiter going over your sun sign, and that is good. Now, your health might not have been that great, but was there something else that was going well in your life? Or tell me what was going on around the middle of March this month.
The middle of March, I just started up with the chiropractor. I couldn't take the I couldn't work out the tightness in my body on my own. And of course, I used to have a really good naturopath and a chiropractor, and they both passed on. And so, seeking out a new chiropractor, and they don't know my body. But you know, overall, I feel everything's pretty consistent. I have some frustrations where I'm living now, but, you know, that's because I like to have things perfect. you know, really, I think I'm just carrying my stress deep in my body, but going back, I had lost my husband like some 20 years ago, and I felt I grieved, and I also felt like I got through it. But then when I moved, and this was in 2017, 2018, it was slowly coming out that I figured out I never grieved on the loss of my husband.
Okay.
So it took me 15 years for it to all come out.
Yeah,
and it was surprising,
stages.
But it doesn't surprise me because something else came out like 30 years later in my life one time. And, you know, so I guess I'm irritated that I'm having to grieve now because I should have been beyond it and trying to, you know, have my life.
No, I don't know. See, I don't know if you have Jupiter. I mean, I did your chart, but I don't, you know, I don't have it at hand at the moment.
Right,
but,
right.
Jupiter was doing some really good, nice aspects to your son. around the middle of this month. Was something else like career or family, or was there something else going on that seemed to be going fairly well this month?
You know, I have to be grateful that, you know, I have income coming in and, you know,
yep.
I'm not overly concerned about that. But
mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's just kind of like life as it's been, you know. It's
yeah.
been okay. It's been, you know,
well,
I'd like
then,
more fun.
But, yeah, I know. Yeah, I totally understand. But you also had Mars at the beginning of March, transiting Mars, going, it was at around 14 degrees around the 3rd of March, and Mars would have been squaring your sun. Was there, did you feel a lot of anxiety, a lot of impatience, possibly doing things quicker and faster than you normally do them, or what was going on around that first
Nothing
week of
really.
March?
I'm looking at my calendar, and really it's just pretty
okay.
much, you know, I mean, you know, I'm out once or twice a week with friends for lunch or dinner and, you know,
mm-hmm.
just doing the routine things throughout the week. And, you know, I'm surprised that it doesn't say that I'm more fearful, because I feel like I'm being prohibited on doing exterior stuff because of all the crime that goes on. And, you know, you got to be careful to walk
you know
down
what,
the street.
You guys,
or
I have to jump in here, Diane. I've got to jump in
Go
here. This is because, Diane, it's so interesting to chat, right, and to go over all this. This is why we want to give out Dave's email address, because we have a list of people that are waiting to ask one question, and that's supposed to be our
right,
role.
Right.
And so if we could, I'm just sending you a huge hug. And if you don't mind, let me give Dave's email address out, and then we're going to try to catch up with some of the other guys and gals that are on the line. And then, Diane, it really does sound like you could use another update with your chart, quite honestly.
Yeah,
Better
yeah,
reading.
I know that.
So, I mean,
you know. I just was concerned about this back and nerve issue, you know, which Jory and
you
brought that up right away. So,
okay.
But if you want to read it with me, my number is 219-940-9292. You guys know it's on my website. And then DaveAstroGunning@gmail.com. Okay?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, and have a great night.
All right,
Diane.
Thanks for calling in.
Same here.
Keep
me
on hold so I can listen to the show.
Great.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. And so, Diane, for 10 years, you guys, seriously, and I had my radio show, God, I've been doing it for probably about 25 years, 10 years with Blog Talk. So, well, let's see who's next online here. And this is what we'd like to ask you guys again, because we only have so much time with Dave tonight. So please give us your first name and your birth date and one question, because we're going to, you know, like my thing normally isn't up here. It's kind of weird what happened tonight. But we normally like to keep it at 3 to 4 minutes, an answer, so this way Dave can get to as many people, because people are kind enough to sit here and hold online for us. So, all right, hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tanika. I'm calling from Florida.
Tanika from Florida, okay.
Hi.
And Tanika, when's your birthday?
September 3rd. Thank you.
Is it September?
September.
September 3rd. Okay, so you're about a 13-degree Virgo. Okay, and what is your question?
I just wanted to know if you saw any changes coming up in any areas of my life that you would see kind of like jump out at you.
Well, what was – I mean, you had a nice thing that Jupiter in Taurus, which I just mentioned to the previous caller, she had – her birthday was just one day later. But so you had Jupiter trining – your sun sign in Virgo, and that would have been around, from about the 11th of March through the 14th, 15th. What was going on around that time? It should have been a little bit more uplifting because you had Jupiter trying your sun. What was happening around that period?
Not much, really. I actually lost my job at the end of last month, and my life has been kind of like in a standstill. I'm not doing anything right now. I'm not.
Were you looking for a new job back at that time in March?
I was debating going back to school for something, but I also didn't want to take out more loans, which it would require, and I already have some, so now things are kind of like in standstill as far as my life.
Okay, so here's the thing that you were struggling with. Saturn, again, here we go with Saturn, because Saturn now is in Pisces, and it's opposing your sun sign, and that's going to make an exact opposition toward the end of this month. So we're in it right now. So you're under a difficult Saturn right now. I mean, it can be difficulties in a number of areas of a person's life, but job, career is a big one with Saturn. Now this is going to move on out, but I think it's kind of come back, but it's not going to come back that far. So you might be free of Saturn when we get past this month. Let me just check going forward if Saturn is still going to be at around 14, if it's going to come back. No, see, it's coming back, but it's 17, 16. I'm moving on out to September. Okay, so, yeah, it's going to start to come off your sun, but then look, be very careful around the end of October, because Saturn is going to be opposite your sun again. Because these planets, they do what is called a direct retrograde direct motion. So take advantage right now, especially in April, when it's going to go away from the opposition to your sun for a while, April and May and June, July, and it's going to be better. But then it's going to come back in October, the end of October. So whatever you can do in terms of your job, is that the only thing that is concerning you, your job, or is it other areas as well? Hello?
Are you there, honey?
Yeah. What was your question?
I'm sorry. The question was, is job and career the only thing that's concerning you right now, or is it other areas as well?
It's also like love and like if I'm going to be even okay myself personally, future-wise, on my own, because I'm not independent. I'm in a new state. I don't have a way to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't own a car, and I don't have a career, and also I'm with my parents who are aging, and I'm in an age where I really need to figure out how to take care of myself on my own, and none of that. I'm just unsure what to do.
Yeah, and you're under, no question, you're under a difficult Saturn. You're under a difficult Saturn cycle, and as I say, it's gonna get better. It's going to go away, but as I mentioned, I don't know if you got the whole message, but by the end of October, Saturn can come back and oppose your sun again, so that could be a little difficult. You know, now here's a situation where I'd like to have your whole chart, because we only have enough time to do the sun sign on the air. So I'm sure there's other areas of your chart that are going to help with the situation. You know, job, career, relationships, all that. So you know, it would be to your advantage to give me email me and let me know if you want to do this, do a reading which encompasses all the planets and not just Saturn. But yeah, there's no question. You are under a difficult Saturn aspect, but it's not going to be there forever. Eventually it's going to go away, and then it's going to come back. But by next year, 2025, you're going to be totally free of it. But right now, it's almost like you're in the middle of the dark forest with Saturn opposing your sun sign. So, and this is the important thing to remember. I should mention this too, Jorianne, is that when we're in the midst of difficult times, then you got to remember that it's not going to last. Nothing stays the same forever. When you're going through difficult times, they're going to get better. Things are going to, you're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then you can get too cocky and things are going great, but be careful because then things could be more challenging later on down the road. So I would say just be patient. You've got to learn patience. And I think Jorianne said, you said it the best, Jorianne, when you earlier said, this is a time of prayer. And this, what you're going through is you need to be praying right now because you're going to be fine. Okay, you're going to be okay. Just know that. But prayer and meditation, meditation especially, because that's when you're listening to your inner guides, and they'll give you some help here.
And not letting your fear start running the show. Tanika, good luck. Please let us know what happens. And, again, you have several things that you're looking that are in question, so this would be a good time to get a chart from Dave, get a reading, whatever you need, reach out, and you can get some spiritual help here. All right, so let's see who is next online. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Thank you so much. It's Charlene, and I'm calling from Abbotsford, British Columbia.
Hi, Charlene.
Hey. Hi, Charlene.
And, Jorianne, I'm sorry to hear about all of the tribulations you're experiencing.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Honest to God, I'm so blessed. I thank God my spirit guides and angels are giving me messages, and, you know, they've given me, I always say to be forewarned is to be forearmed, so I did have some warnings, and I was grateful that I listened to some of them. So it was really good. Thank you.
Good. Yeah.
So what can we do for you?
You know what, I think I'd like to ask about my son, if that's okay. And I'm not sure, either one of you guys, you can... Whoever it's sounding stronger. I've had a few readings with Dave, and I've suggested sent other people to him as well because he's fantastic. So, anyway, I am concerned about my son.
Give me Charlene, give me your son's birthday again.
June 22nd, 95 at 2:47 a.m.
Oh, no, I just need the birthday. That's fine. June 21st. Okay, so...
22nd.
Okay, so he's just a very early degree of cancer, 0 degrees cancer. So what is your question?
Calming down. Is he going to settle out soon? Because he's been in quite the dispute here for the last generous year. And because he was in a catastrophic accident a few years ago, I guess we're just... I don't know if we're finishing a cycle, but just hoping he's going to calm down and start being able to take good, positive directions with his life.
Okay. Well, Pluto is at just – see, your son is in a very early degree of the sign. It's just – you know, when he was born, it was just like 0-1 degree of cancer, and Pluto is at 1 – this whole month – Pluto's at 1 degree Aquarius, so it's forming a quincunx, Pluto quincunxing his son. It seems like he's being confronted with all kinds of situations and people around him that want to be in control over him, and control seems to be is always a big issue with Pluto, and this is to his sun sign, so yeah, he wants to be in control of things, and other people are maybe controlling him. It's like a back-and-forth battle going on. Now, Mars does help out a little bit right around now because today's, what, the 28th of March. And, yeah, Mars is at 0 degrees Pisces, 0, 1, 2, and 3 degrees of Pisces. So Mars is trining his sun. That can be of help. But the faster planets, they're not going to be in their signs and degrees for very long. It's the outer planets that tell you how long the cycle is going to be, or a cycle is going to be. So, he's got Pluto quincunxing his sun. And that can be issues of control, but you know, it's almost like he wants to be in control, but other factors or other forces are controlling him. Does that seem to be the case here?
Yeah, true. It's true, yeah.
So it's like he's not, again, like I said to the previous caller, he's going to get out of this, but Pluto moves so slowly. It's like he's just, He's going through that early degrees of Pluto in Aquarius, and I see it. Let me go forward here a little bit and see when he's actually going to be out of this Pluto. Okay. Yeah, man, it's going to be there for a while. Wow. What, Jorianne, do you want to chime in here with about her son?
Sure. What is your son's first name?
Zachary.
Zachary, okay. So what it feels like to me, it actually feels to me like he cannot see the forest for the trees right now, Charlene. So
okay.
It feels like he's being set back a little bit. He feels like he's a younger soul. It's not even like he's got all these magical, great aspirations or dreams or anything. It feels like he's been bumping up against some walls. It feels like he feels lost. And it does feel, can I ask you what his age is?
28.
Okay. Something must have happened around the age of 23.
22,
because,
well, 21. In 2016, he was in a catastrophic car accident. So.
Oh, that was
the
accident.
That
okay.
did alter,
so,
yeah.
That completely altered his life. And so he's still bumping up against what else is he supposed to do? What can he do? And what he really can learn to do, what I get from this, and then we're going to move on to the next person real quick here, I really get like he's supposed to be becoming like Buddha.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to go start working into a state of meditation and prayer and know that many of the experiences on life on this planet are all an illusion, even though his body has been, you know, banged up and damaged. His mm-hmm. mind is present. He's very clear, but he's been struggling with his ideals of what he thought it was supposed to be versus what it is or where he's heading. And
right.
I think that's where he's getting blocked. So if he can start communicating with Buddha, because I see Buddha in front of him, like Gandhi, this is where he needs to go, start going within and start asking Holy Spirit or Universal Creator for help to come down and have him see his true self as a spiritual being, just not this human being in this lifetime he was born into having these experiences. You know, he's got to remember who he is as a spiritual being, and that's going to start grounding him. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, I agree with that.
Thanks, Charlene. Good luck. Yes, please let us know. You know, sometimes these things happen, and somebody says they don't happen to us, they happen for us.
Yeah.
That's something for people to sit there and go like, okay, it happened. Now what? What was I supposed to learn from it? Where am I going? That sort of thing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's see who we have next online so we can make sure we get everyone in here. And again, thank you so much, Charlene. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Joey, I haven't talked to you for a while. It's Jake Clinton from Canada. How's it going? Both of you. Hey, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, pretty good. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, you know. It's been a while since we've talked to you. I always arrive home and late, and then I see you on the show and go like, oh, I don't know if I should call in or not. But, you know, it's this very special time right now. Because I just had my birthday on the 24th, so I just, you know, should be an interesting
Happy
year
birthday.
For things. Yeah, thank you.
Yep, yep.
So you're an Aries.
Mm-hmm. Yes, an Aries, a fiery Aries.
Okay, so what is your question?
My question regarding is, actually it's about community, building a community of people, of like-minded people, and just preparing for the future. That's uncertainty, and just wondered what's going to be like for this year, because I think it's really prudent that I do this right now.
Okay, so, well, Mercury goes into, well, it's past, I'm sorry. Mercury was already in Aries earlier this year, around 3 or 4 degrees of Aries. So, but even so, with Mercury in Aries, it's a good time to plan things because Mercury was on your sun sign, so that's good. Venus isn't really doing all that much. Either is Mars. I would say... Pluto is in the very early degrees of Aquarius, and it's going to be in the early degrees of Aquarius all this year. So Pluto will be making a sextile to your sun sign, which is good. And here's the key word. Even though we consider in astrology the sextile to be, it's not a minor aspect by any means. It's most astrologers consider it major. I consider it somewhere in between, sort of mid-range. But the key word for Pluto, especially when it's in good aspects like this Pluto is to your sun, presents opportunities. Opportunities is the key word. And there's going to be opportunities here in terms of, no, tell me a little bit about this community, first of all, that you're getting involved with.
Well, just people who are like-minded, and we can talk about things on a really open basis regarding even what's going on in the world right now and do some preparations for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, prepare the community in a way.
Are you going to be in any way the leader of this particular thing you're going to be doing?
No, it's more like what are your gifts or what are your not gifts, but what are your skills, basically?
Okay,
you know,
now
so just
yeah.
Now May. Oh, you got a really good May because
thanks.
Jupiter is going into Gemini. And it's going to be there making, it is in May, but it's going to be June when it's going to be, that's another sextile to your sun. So you're going to have Pluto and Jupiter, and they're going to be trining one another, Jupiter trining Pluto, and it's going to be sextiling your sun in Aries. So I would say June is a very good month for you. Because of Jupiter and Pluto, two outer planets. I don't think Neptune is still going to be in Pisces by then, but it's not making any difficult aspects. So look for things to kind of move forward for you in June with regard to this. Okay?
Beautiful.
Sure, okay.
Beautiful. All right, thanks, Jay. And we'll talk again. We'll talk soon. All right, thank you. All right, let's see who's next online. Hello, caller.
Yeah.
Who is this, and where are you calling from? Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I think you've got to get closer to the phone.
Phone, yeah, you're in the background.
How are you?
There you go.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you? Okay. Who is this?
This is Daphne.
Stephanie?
Hey, Daphne. Welcome to the show, Daphne.
Daphne, okay.
Oh, thank you.
Daphne, when is your birthday?
12/17/1969.
12/17. So you are definitely a Sagittarius, and you're about a, say, 12/17 would put you about 27 degrees of a Sagittarius. Okay, so... What is your question?
Well, I had a fall, a bad fall.
That's sorry to hear that.
I fell to hit my head.
Mm. When did that happen?
Monday.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, you had Neptune squaring your sun. Falls and things unexpected. Well, of course, unexpected is also Uranus, but Neptune has a tendency to blindside you, okay, when it's in difficult aspects. So it's like Neptune can be, you don't see it coming, and it's right there, but you're not paying attention, or you didn't see it coming, and boom, accidents happen. So... What is your, how serious was it? I mean, you hit your head.
Yeah, I hit my head and I went to get an x-ray and they said I had no bleeding inside.
Well, that's good. So there
wasn't
any internal bleeding. Yeah.
When they hit an EKG, everything was fine.
Okay.
Good.
Go ahead.
I filed a lawsuit, and I want to know if it's going to be come through or not come through.
Okay, well, it could, but it might be a while because Neptune is like Pluto. Neptune moves very slowly, and it's going right through 27, 28, 29 degrees of Pisces in the next few months. Let's see what's happening beyond that. So I'm looking now at July, and oh boy, it comes retrograde again. Do you feel you have a case? Did the lawyer say that you had a case or something, or do you know, or what?
I don't know yet.
Okay. God, Uranus is quincunxing your son too. I don't know. Where did this occur? I mean,
I was at the bank.
At the bank?
Mm-hmm.
And how, what was the, can you tell me a little bit about the circumstances of the fall? What exactly happened?
I was, I went to the bank and it was closed, and I was, as I was coming, going back to my car, I fell backwards.
Hmm.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. This could be difficult because you've got two outer planets making hard aspects to your sun sign, Neptune squaring your sun, which was probably exact this month of March. And then later in the year, you got Uranus quincunxing your sun. This could be a long situation. I don't know. It all depends on the lawyer you have and what he says, what he thinks you should do. Jorianne, you want to jump in here? This one is, I think it needs a little bit more of the psychic here.
Well, I think the way it really feels right now, Daphne, is it feels like it's in that, it feels like you're in a, oh God, what's it called? I can't even think of the term right now.
Precarious?
You're just in the state of unknown. Well, it's like, you know, if you don't go to heaven, you don't go to hell when you're a Catholic, you go to purgatory. So it's that floating in between where there's all this uncertainty, and it really feels like you really don't have a lot of certainty set up with this yet. So something like this, I think I would give this a little more time. But the prayer, I would say, this is where I'd call in the saints and angels, and St. Raymond, or in the Hispanic culture, it's called San Ramon. You take your index and your thumb, get it wet with your saliva, and repeat his name three times, each time calling out St. Ramon, and then you make a sign of the cross on your forehead with your saliva. Do it a second time, St. Ramon, and then a third time, St. Ramon. Then you point your fingers in your mind at your enemies and say, keep their mouth shut, and then tug on your right earlobe, and then say, make this work on my behalf. So if it's meant to go in your favor by calling in the spirit guides and angels, and I even feel the presence of Archangel Michael around you right now, Daphne, so I would actually do that for yourself right now, to pull in the spiritual energy and ask God if this is supposed to come in your favor, that it should do that. And St. Ramon is actually a very famous spirit. He's a saint, and if you look him up online, you'll actually say St. Raymond. He's the saint of stillborn babies, and because he was born stillborn and came back to life, and he's the saint of all legal cases. You'll find him online. I would say light candles and pray to him. And Dave, I think we have time for one more call, so are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so let's see who's here. And thanks,
hello,
Daphne. Hi, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Wisconsin.
Jennifer from Wisconsin.
Hey,
how
Jennifer,
are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Jennifer, when's your birthday?
July 28th.
July 28th. Okay, so you're about, do you know your chart?
No, you kind of did a little bit with me for a little bit, but.
Yeah, you're about an 8 degrees Leo.
Okay,
so, Jennifer, what is your question?
Well, the stuff you're saying about Saturn really spoke to me today, because I'm, like, really in, I don't know, like, really want to start my business, like, really full force now. So I kind of have a location I'm looking at. I was just wondering if I could give you an address, if you guys can, like, tell me if you think it's see anything good coming out of it for me.
Okay, be careful, because you do have Saturn in Pisces, and it's forming a what is called a quincunx aspect to your sun. That doesn't mean it's not going to work out. It's just that you have to weigh all things here. And Jupiter is also squaring your sun. I would say this month, have you already launched this? Or that's what you're asking, when to launch this or what?
I'm looking at places now.
Okay, which is a good thing.
Dave, wouldn't that come into your doing the charts on the astrocartography? Like, would you do astrocartography for locations of businesses,
Yes, astrocartography, definitely I would look at that, but I would also look at electional astrology, which is where you set...
What is that?
Electional astrology is, and this would be perfect for you, Jennifer, is that you... when you're thinking of launching a business or just any kind of enterprise, you give the astrologer all your birth information and all that, and then the astrologer's job is to look for a very positive time in the book that we always use, which I use whenever we do the Blog Talk Radio. I always have this in front of me. It's called the Ephemeris, and it gives you all of the positions of the planets at any day, every month, every year, and for 50 years, this particular one I'm looking at. And so I can tell you when in the future, this year in particular, when to launch something.
Okay.
And so,
nice.
Yeah, it's a really helpful thing to do. You really should contact me email-wise and... we could set this up, because, see, the electional astrology is very important, because it's vitally important to launch an enterprise or business at the right time, so that you know it has a good chance of succeeding. And in some cases, you have to say to the client, well, this is not a good time. In fact, I don't think March is a really good time right now, but there might be later on this year. So if you launch it at the wrong time, it's going to go bad from the beginning, and then a lot of people, they give up, or they get frustrated, and it's everything. See, the thing about astrology is so important is timing. Timing is of utmost importance when you're launching something, and that's where the ephemeris comes in, because you can look down the road and see what's a good time. What is the thing that you're trying to launch for yourself?
Well, right now I have a food trailer right now, but it's off season, so I would start that up in May if I don't find a location.
And what is this business?
I have a food truck right now, but I'm looking to go into a location to make it easier on me.
Yeah, sure. And what is it? Does this job involve you? What do you have to do? I mean, what's the product that you're...
I'm going to be doing international treats, like selling different t-shirts from different places.
Can I tell you what I'm seeing, Jennifer, for you? Jennifer,
yes.
I want to tell you that I'm seeing you selling, like, nuts and almonds and, I don't know if they're honey nuts or those ones that people stop at the fairs and carnivals and... some of those unusual snacking treats. Does that make any sense for you?
See, that's what you said last time, too, when I talked to you, but the only nuts things I would consider would be, like, on top of the bubble waffles, like, on top of dessert.
Okay, but how would I even know this, Jennifer? Stop and think about it. How would I possibly know that, and yet Holy Spirit is showing me the same thing for you? And you're calling. I don't even remember when you called last, but that's what I'm seeing for you. So I would say be open to whatever spirit's going to bring your way. And if suddenly somebody does say something like, hey, why don't we try this? And like you just said, you're thinking about doing universal things. I don't think you said universal things. But many eclectic things from different, right? So it might be that that's going to fall in place and it's going to be a big seller for you.
Okay.
Yeah, and the planet that I would look at very closely here, because it has to do with sweets and desserts and things, is Venus, because Venus has everything to do with that. I'm sorry,
nice.
When did you, Jennifer, when did you say your birthday was again?
July 28th.
July 28th. Okay, so you're about an 8 degrees of Leo. Let me just look real quickly here ahead. You know,
and we have one more caller, Dave, that's waiting to talk to you too.
Okay, so May 12th is not a bad day to do it. You have Mars trining your sun. But, boy, I'd like to, you know, do a whole chart for you for this. But Mars in Aries trining your sun is good, but I don't know if that's going to be enough. Fortunately, you don't have a lot of bad aspects that are blocking you from doing this, you know, making
right.
it not a good time to do it, because it's not. I don't see a lot of bad aspects at all, but I don't see a lot of great ones either. You got Mars going for you in May, but that you probably need a little bit more than that. So
okay.
that's.
But stay positive.
Yeah.
Because again, I've gone through some bad years, and you've gotta stay focused and stay positive and keep visualizing the best thing coming. Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Have a good night.
All right. Thank you too, Jennifer. Hey, happy Easter to everybody before
yes.
we forget.
Yep.
Happy Easter. Yep, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Connecticut. Joanne, I've been trying to get you to get a private reading for weeks.
Oh, my God. Here, listen to this, 219-940-9292. Write that down, or my cell phone number, which you can call me and text me, because all my other calls go to that line, 708-805-1128. And I'm seeing your number here too, Lisa, so I'm going to write it down just in case. We'll get each other one way or the other.
Just out of curiosity, Lisa, when is your birthday?
January 26, 1959.
Oh, you've had your chart done before?
No.
Okay, so you're about a 5-degree
wow.
Aquarius. And what is your question?
What the hell's going on with my life? Everything crashing down with my health, and I feel like I'm drowning.
What has happened? Tell me what's going on with your health.
My heart is getting problem after problem. Serious,
ooh.
Really scary. My pancreas has got growths on it that they're suddenly thinking they may be cancerous.
Oh, God.
And I had a whole bunch of diseases before this. So I'm just like, I thought you'd give me a carte blanche. I've suffered my entire life since I was 15. I'm 65. How about a happiness till the end?
Sure.
Right?
What's up
with that? Yeah.
And that's enough. Just that with your health. Love life. What's going on there?
Terrible. I'm married 33 years. Man who doesn't talk to me or touch me for 30 years.
Okay. Here's the thing. You have your sun at around the same place that I have my Venus in Aquarius, about 5 degrees. And I've been very... I guess you could say apprehensive about Pluto going over my sun sign. I mean, my Venus, I'm sorry. And Pluto's going to go over your sun sign. That is powerful. But that's not going to be for a couple of years yet for you and me. So Pluto over your sun is, that could be very self-empowering, but it's not a bad aspect necessarily for health. But, again, you have to look at everything in the chart, not just Pluto. But that is one of the most powerful aspects you can have. So Pluto will be going over your sun in a couple of years.
Anyhow.
That's going to be...
Now,
it's going to be, pardon me?
I need some help now, Dave.
I know. I hear you.
Sorry, Lisa. What's up with that, right? Here's the good news, and then here's the, well, wait, what?
I'm going to be here in 2 years. I don't know if I'll be here at this rate.
Oh, no, no, don't
down.
Say that.
I can look
no.
down on the sun, Dave.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I just, all right, Joanne. Cut in here. I mean,
we gotta do a dating show. That's all I'm telling you. We gotta do a dating show. That's all.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this way
right.
we can get Lisa hooked up with somebody. Come on, at least you know. There's a lot of single people like us out there that are amazing people. Mm-hmm. And Lisa, we know you're amazing. You have had some physical complications. Let's say this to your lifestyle. But that doesn't mean that you can't go out and have a ball, man.
Oh, nobody knows I'm sick. Nobody would believe it. I can run circles around people. I just, no matter what's happening, I
right.
keep going.
Yeah, you don't even
yeah,
sound
right
like
on.
You're 65. You sound like you're 16. Man, you got a young son.
I am. I tell everyone all the time that I'm still 15.
Yeah, I mean, you have such a youthful voice.
Oh, good. Good pickup.
Yeah.
And my doctor... My doctors all say I look like I'm in my 40s. They don't believe I'm 65.
I bet. You've got a very youthful, energetic voice. But, yeah, I know.
Well,
I guess,
Dave, one more time, how can people reach you? Dave, how can people reach you?
AstroGunning@gmail.com. Lisa, I would love to help you with right now. And I have to look at your whole chart, not just your sun sign, but – I couldn't help myself
yes.
thinking when I was looking at Pluto going into Aquarius. Here we are, the three of us. We're all Aquarius. And, you
yes.
know, Aquarius has this sort of – they can put on a pretty happy face even when things are inside tearing them apart. But I don't – geez, with you – I'm going to say something psychically here. I don't think – things are going to be so bad. I think it's going to improve. I think your health is going to improve. You just don't, it's like you're not a person that gives up. You keep, I mean, you are, I feel strength with you, a lot of strength.
Do
you feel that too, Joanne, that she has a lot of energy and strength? This is not a quitter
yep.
we're talking
yep,
to. This is somebody who is very, very strong. And even though you're being tested heavily right now,
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, just hang in there. It's not nothing lasts forever, doesn't.
No.
Please keep up.
Pay attention. Pay attention to the signs, though. Pay attention, because if God puts somebody in front of you, like if you're looking for help, and then you suddenly get a strange person that's like a naturopath or something else that you suddenly bump into at the Jewel food store, and you're going like, well, maybe I'm supposed to be talking to you.
Yeah.
So you never know how God's going to be working in our lives. So please pay attention. Keep your eyes wide open, okay?
Right, would you answer my call, Joanne? And Dave, is it Gunning, G-U-N-N, or?
G-U-N-N-I-N-G, correct.
Okay. Joanne, answer your phone.
Yes.
Answer your damn phone, will you?
All right, you guys. So we love you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, for everyone that called in. Oh, man, happy Easter. And and hang in there, too. All right.
Hey, well, are you still on the line, caller? Caller, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, Lisa. Yep.
Where are you from again?
Connecticut.
Oh God, you sound like I. You know what? Maybe you and I are a match. You sound like I'm getting. I'm looking for somebody.
God,
in my life.
That's what I say on the dating show.
Yeah, I swear to God, I feel a connection with this lady.
Here's your phone number. Can I give it to you?
I've got it right here.
I can pass it on to him.
Well,
okay.
Send it to me in your email, and I'll gladly do a reading for you. I want to see your chart. I'm absolutely encouraging.
Hold on. Gunning is G-U-N-N?
Yes, G-U-N-N-I-N-G.
Yes, I-N-G.
Correct. Yeah, email me, and we can do a reading. Do you do Zoom? I can do a reading on Zoom for you. And
I'm not very good at Zoom.
I'm not either. I kind of
do everything old.
In person, right. I'm the
over
same
the phone?
way.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, over the phone is fine, too. I do that. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, you sound like a really positive lady. I swear to God, you sound good.
Made my Easter beautiful. Thank you. God bless you both. And, Dave, I look forward to talking to you. Dorian, answer your phone.
Oh, answer your phone, Dorian.
I'm going to answer the phone, Lisa.
I have the same problem. She never picks up when I call.
I'm like, damn, she must hate me. She never returns a message. Am I doing something wrong?
Now what happens, Lisa, is that once I make your appointment, I'm going to be calling you like five times saying, hey, I got this message.
Maybe
like,
that's
hey,
where
I got this message 2 weeks ago.
Maybe
that's
my
great.
Love life's in Connecticut. I don't know. God.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Wow. You're just supposed to move there, Dave.
I know.
The dating line
ready.
Now. Dating line.
All right.
All right, you guys. Well, listen. Happy, happy holidays, and
yeah,
God bless everybody. And we will talk to you guys next week right here at Blog Talk Radio. Love to all. This is Jory and the Coffee Psychic. Dave, thank you so much. We love you so much,
I'm sorry for being late tonight, but couldn't be helped, and I'm glad I got on. And, yeah, happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, I'm glad I got on.
Always
happy
our pleasure.
All right.
And then Diane and Jennifer. All right, you guys, love to all. Good night, everyone.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.